following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio. And I am here with one of our favorite people in the world, Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you? What's going on in the world for you guys?
I am good. Life is good. It's fall. We're getting back into rhythms. The summer vacations are over. Things are happening with families. I'm good.
Yes. And, you know, the thing that's so incredible is obviously I got a really unique email that came through by mistake to me from a national company that talked about, you know, please find or, you know, interview. Here's somebody that's looking for a place for their, you know, for their loved one. And I was kind of shocked because the community that sent it to me does not do dementia care. And it said on the sheet that the woman has dementia. Mm-hmm. And that tugged at my heartstrings because here's these families trying to do right by their parent. And yet when they talk to something that is like a national type site like this, there's no personal relationship. Right. And so I think one of the things that's really important that we're going to talk about today is number one, why you guys are different, mm-hmm. I think is a big thing. But I also, what can families really, what should they expect from a placement advisor?
Awesome topic, and I'm really glad that we get to talk about this because it is something near and dear to my heart, too, and mm-hmm. why Pinnacle Senior Placements even exists. Mm-hmm. When you are in a situation of having to make very life-altering decisions for a loved one, it is so important that you as the family members know that you're being heard because you are the advocate for your loved ones. Mm-hmm. For many of you, your power of attorney and your job as a power of attorney is to speak for your loved one. Mm-hmm. And that's a big responsibility.
Huge
and
responsibility.
So when you are working with a professional, I think the number one thing that you need to be sure of is that you are being heard, that you are being valued, mm-hmm. that you are not being put into a box that says
amen.
On a piece of paper, you know, my mom has COPD and congestive heart failure, and she has a little bit of short-term memory loss, and she walks with a cane, and she has a little bit of hard time falling asleep at night. That is not your mom.
Right.
That is just a list of care things that she needs.
Exactly.
But that is not your mother.
No.
And so getting past that piece of paper, getting past the conversation on the phone that says, well, what are your mom's care needs? Okay, and then now tell me, what did she used to do in her 50s and 60s and 70s for a hobby?
What's most important to her?
Yes, but you know what? Until someone looks at the whites of your eyes and really sees the passion or the distrust or the confusion or the panic, how can that person possibly advocate for you and your family?
Well, exactly. And the other thing is understanding, like you said, it's a relationship that you have with the entire family.
Yes.
Like, where are they located? Like, I had an experience when I was first in the, you know, first checking this out. My mom had 1 week left in a rehab center, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Her benefits were going to run out. I had to find a place, and she was being released, they told me, into quote-unquote assisted living. Mm-hmm. And she had all of her belongings and everything up in Anacortes, right? So I had to not only find her a new place, but I had to then figure out how I was going to transfer and move her out of her house into an assisted living in Linwood. Mm-hmm. And I was in a panic. And you can imagine having to get all these things done in 1 week. A lot of families right now are dealing with exactly the same issue.
Every day.
And
every day.
The thing that blew me away is I called that 800 number thinking, oh, I'll get all this help. And I got this advisor on the phone that really didn't ask me like the things that you said. What's most important to my mom? Mm-hmm. What is the most important thing to your mother? Instead, I got barraged with phone calls from communities, and they set a net so wide. I wanted Linwood area that I got a call from a community in Squim, Washington.
So what you're describing, Suzanne, is exactly what a lot of people go
yeah.
through. And there is a place for that service. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
There is a place for that service for some families. But most of our families are not having even a week's time of knowledge.
No.
Most of our families, I have two families I'm working with this week, that the family member was discharged directly from the hospital back into the community. And the family members, the daughters, are calling me saying, they have to come to my house and I don't know what to do and I have a full-time job because they can't go to rehab because they don't fit the criteria for rehab.
Right.
These are very real situations. Don't feel like you're alone if you're walking this walk right now. But what I do want you to hear is that there are services to help you. Mm. There are services to be able to walk alongside you. When you are looking at an advisor in placement and housing and care, have somebody that was you feel from your gut that they have your best interest at heart.
Amen.
That they are going to figure out by listening to you, by watching your body language, by learning about your mom's idiosyncrasies and her joys, that they are going to take the bull by the horns and step by step go through this. You who have gone through this journey know that there are legal things that we have to take care of, paperwork and assessments and doctor's orders. All of those things can be overwhelming. But if you have an advisor that's walking along with you, they should not be overwhelming. That advisor should be able to walk you through step by step.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a personality that says, tell me everything I need to do at the very beginning, that advisor should be able to pick that up from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're someone who needs one step at a time, don't overwhelm me. The advisor should know that about you.
Absolutely.
That is the kind of advisor that you should be working with.
Absolutely. So we are talking with Daphne Davis, and she is the CEO and founder of Pinnacle Senior Placements, and you have an amazing team out there in Western Washington. Tell us a little bit about where you serve now, because you guys have expanded big time.
We are so proud of our company and the ability to serve our families. That's what Pinnacle is all about, to serve our families. But we're able to help families from Thurston County all the way up to Skagit County. We go out to Squim in Port Angeles, out in Jefferson County. All of that area, we are so well versed in being able to help our families. So that's our area. Best ways to get a hold of me are at 855-734-1500. Or we certainly have a website. And I will apologize right now, we're under construction. So that's getting a little bit of work on it, but it is at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And we're excited because obviously when you talk about this whole phenomena of families and what they're going through and what they should expect. I have never felt more alone than the time that I was taking care of my mom. I mean, I remember, I have a vivid memory, Daphne, of me standing in my kitchen after I just brought a big wad of my mother's laundry home to do her laundry for her, working a full-time job and feeling like I had no help. And I had everything on my shoulders.
Yeah. And it's a lonely place.
Huge, huge weight that these family caregivers are dealing with.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of support that you can provide them.
That's right. It's my desire to hear that story that you just told.
Mm-hmm.
I have the time to listen to that story for that caregiver to be heard, but more importantly, to come up with some possible solutions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the purpose in why we exist, to give credibility to the family members who are doing the hard work, to maybe walk through some hard times and family dynamics and be that objective party that can make sure that families don't split apart.
Absolutely.
Or at least to try and help that not to happen. This is an emotional journey. Whether mom and dad just, you know, need to downsize their house, it's still an emotional journey and they're going to move to an independent. Or whether mom or dad is completely ill and can't physically take
care of them. And there's family dynamics. It's like even in the downsize, mom's going to want to tell the story about every single item and why you can't throw it away.
Yeah.
And it's like the kid, the daughter or the son is like, I don't have time to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this dynamic that happens that I know to have somebody like you that you could just vent to or share the story or realize that you don't have to be everything.
That's right. We've touched on so many topics today in this short little segment, but they all deserve to have more time because they're real.
Yes.
And you are not alone as somebody out there trying to navigate long-term care and housing for your loved ones.
Absolutely. And just realizing that there's so much more out there for a family to understand. So if somebody was, let's just say you're starting to have concern about your loved one, what is your role at that point? If they were to call you and say, you know what, I'm really concerned about mom and dad. I haven't talked to them really about this yet. You can really get engaged from that point, can't you?
Absolutely. I can. You know, one of the nice things about me is that I can tell you real life stories that are happening currently. I have another situation just like that. Two 90-year-olds that are so cognitive and living life fully, but the wife is having some issues.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to leave their home. Absolutely are not going to leave their home. But the family is so worried about them who live a distance away.
Right.
And I'm able to at least come in and say, you know, Mr. Smith, we're not making any decisions mm-hmm. today, but can I introduce you to some ideas?
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be a very wise, proactive person. You're 90 years old and living very well.
Yes.
So you do know how to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share some more information for you to be able to be proactive
mm-hmm.
And not to have to be reactive? At least start gathering some information. Again, Mr. Smith, no decisions are being made at all. It's just dissemination of information.
Right. It's your, so you start out basically as an educational,
yes.
Advocate.
Right.
That just say, we want you to stay in your home and independent as long as possible. Everybody does in our industry.
That's the right thing.
Yes. And nobody's trying to push anybody into anything. And I think sometimes bringing somebody in like you, it takes that heat off of the adult.
It does.
Child.
You know, many, many times from the children's perspective, I hear, Daphne, you didn't say anything that I haven't already told my parents. The big difference is I'm not the daughter.
No. And you should stay the daughter.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of having Pinnacle Senior Placements. So tell us again now, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500.
Wonderful. Or PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com. And would you stay with me and do another segment on this
Absolutely.
Topic? I think we have so much more to talk about. And we've got families out there right now that could certainly use your advice.
I would love to.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.